In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we move from the end of one church year to the beginning of the next, the theme of this St. Andrew's Day, November 30th, is, it's not about us. It's not about us. But we already knew that. It's about Jesus Christ. Andrew, the apostle whose day we celebrate today, makes that clear. He brings someone, in fact, his brother, to Jesus as the Messiah, the very Lamb of God that John the Baptist testifies takes away the sin of the world. But let us look a little further into this story. Let us look to the rest of verse 42 in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, what the pericope makers thought you shouldn't hear. The lesson goes to 42a. Listen to 42b. Upon looking at him, Andrew's brother, Jesus said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You will be called Cephas, which is interpreted Peter." How interesting are these words? Not only is the disciple Andrew willing to point to Jesus and not to himself, but St. Andrew is willing for another, indeed his very brother, to assume more prominence than himself. Simon, the one we know as Peter, the disciple who is called the Rock, the disciple who is first in every list, the disciple who is primus inter pares, first among equals, as it were. The point of comparison even for St. Paul. Read 1 Corinthians 9 sometime. How incredible is that? This can only be God's doing. For of ourselves, we cannot retreat to second place. The old Adam fights within us, fights for all he's worth on just this very point. Of ourselves, we cannot stand to see another get ahead. We must be number one. So, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, consider our Lord's disciple, our Lord's ultimate disciple, St. Andrew, this morning, in the first week of the winter quarter. Thank God for this man of God, and take him as your model as you begin a new church year and as you begin the winter quarter. In Jesus Christ our Lord, walking in Andrew's footsteps as he, Andrew, followed in the footsteps of our coming King. And do know this, as you so walk, it will be God's doing all the way. For it is He who works within you, both to will and to do according to His good pleasure, even as it is He who has saved you from your very self. In Jesus' name, amen.